You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cotton, Eureka, Arcata, and McKinleyville, and stream it on the web at KHUM.com. Right now, I am very, very pleased to have a board advisor for Planned Parenthood NorCal, Beth Frink, not Warner. Sorry about that.
Oh, not a problem. Not a problem at all.
We had a little email snafu where, it came up and it said Warner, and that's your maiden name, so sorry about that.
It happens all the time.
It's okay. It's Monday. I'm bound to have a little bit of embarrassment here or there.
Perfect. I'm glad I could get you through that one.
Especially right after daylight savings. Don't you feel a little weird after that?
I do, yeah. I was saying I planned a breakfast for early in the morning, and it was far earlier than I thought. So just kind of rolling with it. But yeah, it's definitely nice having the light later, though, I will say.
Yeah, it definitely is. But yeah. So, anyway, Planned Parenthood, NorCal, you have Wizard of Oz playing there at 5:30 tomorrow through Thursday on over, and all the proceeds from the minor theater showings of Wizard of Oz is going to be going to Planned Parenthood, NorCal.
Yeah, this is really exciting. There's because of all of the things that are going on politically, people are coming out and showing their support for Planned Parenthood.
There's a bill that's going through to completely defund Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, it's a pretty scary time. So we're really lucky. We have a lot of supporters, and people are coming out and saying they want to contribute to our local clinic, which we are really, really gracious for. One of those people are the Minor Theater. This was their idea to come together and put on The Wizard of Oz. As you said, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 5:30, and they did it at 5:30. So that people can come and bring their families. And as you said, all the proceeds are going to Planned Parenthood, and that's our NorCal clinic. So, we're really lucky. And our clinic actually serves Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity County. So we have a large area of people we're helping, and it's over 15,000 people since August 2014. So that's individuals, and they come more than once, and we're just kind of this beacon of hope for people who need healthcare, family planning, cancer screenings, all of it. We are there for the public, and we're a real important part of the healthcare system in the North Coast.
Yeah, I know that they are definitely vital, and I love Planned Parenthood NorCal going in there. Everybody is so helpful and courteous, and yeah, you can go in there for a variety of things, both men and women, and yeah, you hold tons of different services.
Certainly. And the people there are there because they care about the mission of Planned Parenthood, the idea that people should have access to health care. I mean, it's a really basic idea. And
they really care about people. And they ask questions like, do you feel safe in your current relationship? All that sort of stuff. So that's awesome.
Yeah, they're looking out for people and for our people, for our North Coast people. And we're very, very fortunate to have the Minor Theater putting on this event. And you know, you were talking about the roller derby bout that happened this weekend. Like, these little things are popping up everywhere, and we're so appreciative. But what we're doing takes a lot of money, and all the proceeds, as I said, go to Planned Parenthood and help us keep our doors open, provide the services that we were talking about, and making sure that it stays available as long as we can.
And it's PlannedParenthood.org for more information?
Yeah, well, for more information about the evening, it's minortheater.com to buy tickets. And if you want more information about Planned Parenthood, you can go to Planned Parenthood.
Oh, and I get tickets early for the Minor Theater showings.
Yeah, they've done these kind of community events before, and they all sell out. So I definitely would recommend getting your tickets online before the event to make sure that you don't show up and get turned away.
Yeah. Definitely. And the Minor Theater, I don't know if you've seen it since it's been refurbished, but it is gorgeous. Plus, they're showing the upgraded color of Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, yeah. I totally agree. It's insane how beautiful that place is. And the staff there are all wonderful. If you haven't been there, you can get wine or beer or food, and it's service right to your chair. So it's pretty classy.
You fill out the the form, and you put it up, and they come by and they take it and they bring you back your food. That's
certainly awesome. It's pretty swanky, and it's really, you know, it's a fun thing, especially if you want to bring your kids to see the beautiful movie, but also to kind of have a fun event for them, something that you may not do on a weekday night.
So once again, that's tomorrow through Thursday at 5:30 at the Minor Theater. All the proceeds benefiting Planned Parenthood NorCal, and they're showing Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, and there's only one screening each day, so 5:30 is the only time you can go. So there's no later screening on tomorrow, Wednesday, or Thursday.
Well, 5:30 is usually a pretty good time for most people.
Certainly, yeah. You can get back with enough time to make dinner and kind of relax a little bit before you have to go to bed.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming in here to talk to me about
this. I really
do
appreciate you having me on and supporting Planned Parenthood and just helping us get the word out. It's going to be a really fun event.
Yes, of course. Planned Parenthood is definitely an amazing organization here in town. We're going to go ahead and actually nationwide. We're going to take a short break right now, and then we'll be back into more tunes in just a little bit. Plus, I'll give a look at your short list in a second. You're listening to KHAM.